It's Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Great to have you listening today. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board voted unanimously yesterday afternoon to adopt the DNR's recommendations for Wisconsin's first wolf hunt. The rules the board set down include a kill quota of 201 wolves, which were recently delisted from being endangered species. The wolf hunt has been controversial enough that more than 100 people jammed the hearing room in Stevens Point where the board was meeting, and some 40-plus people testified during the hearing. One of the people to testify was Tim Van Dielen, an associate professor of forest and wildlife ecology at the University of Wisconsin. He's a wolf expert and on the scientific advisory committee that has worked with the DNR as the wolf population has steadily grown in the state. Following the meeting, Van Dielen spoke with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz about the decision.
Many of the provisions were dictated by the legislature's Act 169, so they had very little flexibility in one sense on what the wolf hunt was going to look like, but they had put together an emergency rule proposal where they were able to draw zones in Wisconsin and they were able to designate harvest quotas for those zones. And then the emergency rule would be only for the 2012-2013 hunting season. And, you know, there were a fair number of people who were on each side of the issue, you know, felt very strongly about it. Some felt that we shouldn't hunt wolves at all, and others thought that the quotas were too low to begin with and wouldn't achieve the population reduction that we needed here in Wisconsin. So they heard testimony kind of across the spectrum.
Give an idea of what you shared with the committee.
Yeah, I testified basically to provide some information on the recent final report that Wisconsin's Deer Trustee submitted, because it talked there about predator effects on deer. And so one of the main findings of that report was that there was very little evidence that wolves were having a big impact on deer in this state. And the report also recommended that DNR should revised the wolf plan, a plan that was finalized in 1999, but then also that the first hunting season should be very conservative. And I think both of those points demonstrate some biological wisdom, and actually they were part of the substance of the testimony that I gave when I testified in favor of a wolf hunt in front of the Senate and Assembly Natural Resources Committee. So I pointed to those points in the report and tried to reiterate them with the idea that the next big issue in wolf management in Wisconsin is going to be the permanent rule, which would govern wolf hunting moving forward, and the wolf management plan, which would be part of that permanent rule in some way.
How are you feeling about this first harvest? Do you feel there is biological wisdom in this first hunt?
Well, I think the zones that they came up with made sense. In other words, they've got zones where they're saying that they want a very light harvest because they're looking to those to be something of a refuge, but then they've got zones where they want a heavy harvest because those are areas where we don't want wolves necessarily because they get in trouble with agriculture, depredations on livestock, that sort of thing. So that kind of scheme makes sense. If you have a refuge as a component of the spatial arrangement of your harvest, you can ensure population stability. I would have preferred to have lower quotas, but at the same time, it's not a hill to die on at this point, because I think whatever we do to the wolf population in this next year, in 1 year's hunt, the wolf population is going to survive and it's going to be okay, and we're not going to put it in any real danger. So, you know, it wouldn't have been the emergency rule that I would have designed, but it's not terrible. It'll get some good information on things like harvest rates that hunters in Wisconsin are capable of, and then that'll help fine-tune wolf hunting regulations moving forward.
You're a member of the scientific advisory group that has been working with the DNR through the years. And through
yes.
that, a wolf management plan was developed. It was on the verge of an update. Is that right?
Right, yeah. So the plan itself says it should be updated every either 5 years or 10 years. I can't remember what that was. But now we're 13 years beyond what the most recent plan was. For whatever reason, we missed the opportunity to redo the plan a couple of years ago. We started working on it, and then things stopped, and I'm not It's not clear to me why they stopped, but anyway, we're due for a new plan.
Is part of what scientists are learning, what you are learning and others, is that Wisconsin could carry a higher population of wolves than might have been thought 10 years ago?
Yes. If you're talking strictly about the biology of the situation, the carrying capacity for Wisconsin wolves is clearly higher than what we thought it was in 1999. And that is important because you use that information to understand the potential for population stability that's associated with different harvests. In other words, different levels of harvest and whether or not that's a destabilizing thing or a stabilizing thing for a population.
Can you talk a little bit about, because I think for some people, especially in this part of the state, the wolf is a foreign creature. What is the significance of having the wolf come back to the state? And could we go back to the Deer Trustees final report? Because that, again, underscores, I think, what I'm hearing, which is you can have a healthy wolf population and a healthy deer population as well.
Yes. It's difficult to describe the full dimension of the wolf issue. It has, for instance, huge cultural values for the Native American tribes that live in Wisconsin. Referring to the Deer Trustee report, there's very little evidence that wolves are having any measurable effect on the deer population. But that's not the experience that many deer hunters are reporting. And so there may be something happening at a finer spatial scale than what we're able to pick up on when we look at the harvest statistics, but, you know, that larger level is the level at which the DNR managed the deer herd. So, you know, one of the things that we really need to do going forward is to take our understanding of things like harvest rates when we have a wolf hunt and try and infer whether or not that has any measurable effect on, you know, depredations, like I mentioned, but also on the perceptions of what the wolves are doing to the deer population. I mean, as just a matter of science, it's very, very, you're way out on a limb to say that wolves are having any measurable impact in Wisconsin. But, you know, science isn't the full story. So I think moving forward, we have to view this as a great big experiment. One of the points that the Natural Resources Board made to the Secretary is to try and, in this first year, get as much information on how the wolf hunt actually happens so that we can use that to inform things like a new wolf management plan or a permanent rule moving forward that guides what wolf hunting is going to look like.
Could you talk a little bit about your research, the modeling that you do? Would it be correct to say that you hope that helps Wisconsin in approaching and moving on with the harvesting of wolves from season to season?
Well, yeah, our research has been, in broad strokes, looking at growth rates and as a component of growth mortality patterns. And then, you know, as you know, with Jen's research, she's really explored how that varies across the Wisconsin landscape. And so if you think that harvest is going to be somehow additive to the mortality that wolves are already experiencing, then it makes a difference where you harvest those wolves in terms of the overall growth rate of the population. And, you know, frankly, Jen's work that we presented to you months ago has become the model that the DNR has been using to evaluate different harvest scenarios. So, you know, in the weeks running up to today's Natural Resources Board meeting, Jen has been consulting with this smaller team of specialists within DNR who are tasked at looking at designing a wolf hunt and running different scenarios, different zone configurations, and different harvest levels within those zones. So, I mean, I'm actually kind of proud of the fact that my grad student's research was featured so prominently in a high-profile wildlife management issue here in Wisconsin.
You can find your comments, I believe, today when you gave your testimony to the rules, which was the subject at hand. Do you have broader concerns about the law around wolf hunting?
This is going to be just a wolf harvest next year. And in 1 year, you really can't make any claims about sustainability unless, you know, it's a really, really high harvest. And we're not shaping up to do that. I think the figure is something like 24%. So we're going to learn some stuff, and we're going to have to design harvest for the following year and whatever it's going to look like moving forward in the future. And hopefully in the future, we'll have better information to work from.
Tim Van Deelen is an associate professor of forest and wildlife ecology at the University of Wisconsin. He's advised the Wisconsin DNR on the subject of wolves as the state's wolf population has increased. He spoke with Susan Bentz. Yesterday, the state's Natural Resources Board adopted rules for the state's first wolf hunt, which will run from October 15th through the end of February. There's more at WUWM.com/lakeeffect. We'll take a break now, and when we return, why restaurants are increasingly turning to local farms to fill out their menus. You're listening to Lake Effect on WUWM.